Good morning. It's 7:08. You're listening to Upfront. I'm Janine Etter. If there's one thing that voters in the East Bay will be paying close attention to come November 6th, it's the Oakland mayoral race. In the past 4 years, the city has been faced with a series of scandals involving the Oakland Police Department, a rise in homelessness, skyrocketing housing costs, and a financial crisis plaguing Oakland schools. The city's new mayor will be tasked with balancing many interests from the hills to the flatlands, newcomers and Oakland natives, as well as developers and gentrification that is pushing out the city's most vulnerable populations. To wade through each candidate, their agendas, and who is backing them, we have with us Darwin Bondgram, staff writer for the East Bay Express. Welcome, Darwin.
Good morning.
So we have a host of candidates running for mayor of Oakland: Cap Brooks, Ken Houston, Saeed Karamoos, Peter Liu, Pamela Price, Nancy Sidebotham, Jesse A.J. Smith, Marshawn Tatman, Cedric Trope. Mouthful.
Right.
How much of a chance do any of the current candidates have of unseating Libby Schaaf?
Well, Oakland has ranked choice voting, so to some extent, it's always kind of just like a wild campaign race that could go any way. But at the same time, money counts for a lot, and your ability to organize a group of volunteers who can canvass counts for a lot. So the campaigns that have really proven that so far are obviously the incumbent, Mayor Libby Schaaf. She's raised an incredible amount of money. She has a lot of supporters. She has incredible name recognition and all the other advantages of incumbency. And then we see a couple other campaigns, Cap Brooks and Pamela Price in particular, stand out as having run especially strong campaigns. They've raised a pretty good amount of money, and they have a very activated base of volunteers who are canvassing, making phone calls, doing all the kind of necessary groundwork you need to get people to the polls.
Well, as of June, one poll that I saw had Libby Schaaf leading. Is there polling, accurate polling, of who's in the lead?
Yeah, I think that's the only poll that's been out so far, and I think it was paid for by Schaaf's campaign, although it was conducted by an independent research firm, and it showed Schaaf with a strong lead. There hasn't been, I don't think there's been any other public polling since then. There might be a poll released later today, so if people are listening and they want to sort of get a sense of where the election might go, look out for that. But right now, we don't really know statistically where the campaign is at.
And so in terms of the issues, Libby Schaaf seems to be running on a platform highlighting her standing up to Donald Trump and
totally
immigration issues. Where did the other candidates stand on immigration reform?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's like all the Democrats are trying to run against Trump right now, because obviously if you run against Trump, you don't have to run against the actual people who are running against you. And in Oakland, everyone who's running against Mayor Schaaf is running against her from the left, more or less, except for one or two of the candidates, like Peter Liu, who's running from the far right. I think all the candidates are going to say, things like they would like to see a stronger sanctuary city in effect in Oakland. A few of them have actually criticized Mayor Schaaf for this Immigration and Customs Enforcement raid that occurred last year in Oakland, where several Oakland police officers actually assisted ICE in raiding a house. And there was an individual who was arrested who was subsequently ICE attempted to deport that person, and it was not a criminal charge that was brought against them. It was an immigration violation. So Schaaf has been criticized for that. At the same time, of course, she's become a national figure pushing back against Trump's xenophobia.
And how helpful do you feel like that is to her campaign?
Oh, I mean, it can't be overstated how huge that moment was for Libby Schaaf. She, until she stood up to Donald Trump that way, she was a mayor who was presiding over a city with worsening inequality, rising homelessness, a police force that had just been exposed for having like a dozen, you know, basically pedophiles on, you know, employed. The ghost ship fire, the San Pablo Avenue fire, these deadly fires that were due to the ineptitude of the city's ability to inspect and maintain safe housing. She was facing numerous problems, and she was able to partly to rehabilitate her image by fighting back against, you know, this racist immigration agenda that the federal government is pushing.
So we were talking a little bit earlier about voting and the demographics of who votes in Oakland. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah. People in the hills who tend to be more affluent vote at much higher rates than people who live in the flatlands, who tend to be people of color and lower income. Although some flatlands neighborhoods are changing with gentrification and some higher income people are moving in. But yeah, typically the hills vote in much higher rates. And the hills are really more Libby Schaaf's base, although she has some supporters in some of the flatland areas of Oakland. These dynamics are especially true in a midterm election where you don't have something like a presidential or drawing people to the polls.
And going back a little bit to the housing crisis, like the tragedies like the ghost ship fire occurred in part due to lack of affordable housing. How do the candidates compare in terms of their approaches to increasing the availability of affordable housing in Oakland?
Yeah, there's a lot of discussion about housing policy. Some of it is at the mayoral forum. Some of it's been pretty vague, actually. I think a lot of the candidates they confront the problem of housing affordability, and they realize how complex it is, and so not a lot of them are actually offering much in the way of a detailed platform of initiatives that would be new. That said, you know, with the incumbent mayor Libby Schaaf, you can look at her record. I think last in 2017 in Oakland, there were about 4,200. Building permits issued for the construction of new housing, new market rate housing. At the same time, there was about 300 permits issued for affordable housing. So maybe about 6 or 7% of the housing being built in Oakland right now is affordable. So a lot of the candidates running against Schaaf are criticizing her for not having created the conditions under which enough affordable housing can be built. But then those candidates themselves, yeah, it's such a complicated problem. Their platforms are not extremely detailed as to how they would, for example, scale up the number of affordable housing units being built and made available in the city.
Well, where do they stand on the housing measures that are on the ballot?
Yeah, I think everyone running for mayor is now on record supporting Proposition 10, the repeal of Costa-Hawkins. I think all of, no, not all of them. Some of them are for measures W and Y. Measure Y would eliminate the duplex triplex exemption to rent control in Oakland if an owner lives in a duplex triplex. All the leading candidates are in support of that, as far as I know. There's other things like Measure X. It would be a progressive real estate transfer tax that would be used to pay for, it could be used to pay for anything, but it could be used for like affordable housing and other things like that. It's basically a mansion tax and an expensive office building tax. I know Mayor Schaaf is for that. I believe the other leading candidates are that. Thing is, in Oakland, there's usually a lot of agreement on these kind of things. People tend to agree that wealthy companies and individuals should be taxed more to build affordable housing.
And connected to affordable housing is the homelessness crisis in Oakland. Who has the strongest plan, as far as you know, on how to address the issue of homelessness, in particularly the tent cities?
Yeah, they all have their own plans. This again is where everyone, it's basically everyone against Schaaf. Mayor Schaaf's the most notable initiative has been the Tough Shed program. They've created about 120 spaces in these converted garden sheds at these sanctioned sites for homeless people to move into, and they can obtain services and move into transitional housing. Pretty much all the candidates running against her are critical of that program because they believe that it's not enough. You know, 120 spaces for homeless people in a city where you have maybe, you know, well over 1,000, at least several thousand people homeless, unsheltered on a given night. So people are very critical of that. A lot of people want to see efforts to decriminalize homelessness. Saeed Karamuz, in particular, has been an especially strong critic of the mayor on homelessness. His proposal is to immediately open up all city buildings and properties and try to create, like, emergency shelter and give people access to bathrooms and hygiene and things like that. It's not clear how realistic or how if that's workable, but that's what he's proposing. Pamela Price and Kat Brooks, Kat Brooks in particular was involved in the budget fight, the mid-cycle budget fight where they tried to get another couple million for homelessness services, and they actually failed to get that in the budget, but she was asking for more money, basically.
And you mentioned Kat Brooks and Pamela Price being the strongest candidates. Who follows Kat Brooks and Pamela Price that people may have not heard of that are also strong candidates?
Oh, you mean in the race also?
Yes, in the mayor's.
Yeah, so there's two individuals who are from East Oakland who are running, Cedric Troop and Marshawn Tatman. They've not raised a lot of money, and I believe this is their first time running for anything. But in the forums, they've both been pretty impressive. They're well organized. They're very thoughtful. Marshawn Tatman, in particular, he's a very, very young guy, born and raised in East Oakland, and just incredibly smart. He's obviously someone who's very capable. But again, it's like he just jumped in the race from out of nowhere, almost like he's never. I don't think he's ever been on an elected board in the city. And he hasn't raised a lot of money, so he's struggling a little bit to get name recognition out there. But yeah, it's interesting. There are kind of like some sleeper candidates in the race who are like, you know, they don't get a lot of attention. Maybe they should get more attention than they have, though.
And in terms of the issue of public safety, we have in Oakland, the Oakland Police Department that's been rocked with scandals such as the Celeste Guap sex trafficking cover-up, right, among many issues. Which candidate seems to have the clearest and most coherent agenda on police reform?
I think that would be a tie probably between Kat Brooks and Pamela Price. Kat has her thinking on this has obviously evolved a little bit when you're the activist on the outside pushing against political officials and the police. You may take some pretty radical stances. Running for mayor, her proposals have evolved to become things that you can really actually imagine becoming policy, like reducing the amount of overtime money that the police department consumes, redirecting that towards like job programs and anti-violence initiatives that don't involve criminalizing people. Pam Price is saying some similar stuff about the police department, particularly things around need to strengthen accountability for when officers do wrong, commit misconduct. Both of them have, really strong platforms when it comes to police reform.
And what about Libby Schaft?
The mayor, this is a mayor who presided over a really disturbing police scandal. She maintains that she was not able to discuss some of the details about the scandal. Unfortunately, that prevents her from explaining why she hired a police chief who then promoted a number of individuals who actually covered up, who attempted to bury that misconduct scandal and close the internal investigation into it quite early, those individuals now run the police department. And the mayor still maintains to this day that she can't talk about it because of state law. And if that's true, that's very unfortunate for her because people in high levels of power who did very disturbing things weren't held accountable.
And shifting a little bit from the mayor's race to the Oakland City Council, there's been a rift between Desley Brooks and the rest of the Oakland City Council for some time now. What do you make of the District 6 race, given the endorsement of other candidates that have received from, you know, Mayor Libby Schaft and former Mayor Gene Kwan?
Brooks is definitely alienated.
Desley
from,
Brooks.
Desley Brooks is definitely, there's definitely a rift between some of the council members, although it should be noted she does get along with and, support the legislation of several of the council members, including like Rebecca Kaplan and Noel Gallo, and they seem to work together quite a bit. Sometimes you see Desley working with Larry Reed. But yeah, so Brooks has not done herself any favors. There are several scandals, but the biggest one being this altercation she got into with Elaine Brown. The actual details of that are contested, but a jury did find that Desley Brooks attacked Elaine Brown, and so they, you know, this huge monetary award against the city. And so as a result of that, it seems like this year the some allies of Mayor Libby Schaff and actually former Mayor Gene Kwan have decided that Desley might be weakened enough that she could be beat in an election. So they've created two political action committees, and they're starting to raise a significant amount of money for independent expenditure against Desley Brooks. One of those committees is actually raising most of its money from the building trades unions, which are kind of allied with developers because building trades equals jobs for their members. They allege that Brooks has not been a strong supporter of like good jobs policies that they want. Brooks's people contend, they respond by saying that the building trades unions are not hiring African-American and Oakland residents and giving them the good jobs. And that's why Desley is put up some resistance there. These two political action committees. The other one is was created by an attorney and a private equity executive who are like they were supporters of this more moderate politician who ran for mayor a couple of years ago, Joe Tooman. They're raising a lot of money. We're going to probably see many tens of thousands of dollars spent opposing Desley Brooks in that race. And so then the four people running against her have a significantly better shot at displacing her, basically, from the city council.
And why does Desley Brooks find herself on the outs amongst her colleagues while she enjoys a tremendous amount of support from her constituents?
Yeah, it's, you know, a lot of it seems to boil down to personality. Desley is, some of her constituents love her because she fights for them. She literally, you know, at council meetings, it's like no holds barred, and she will like call things out as she sees them, and that's perceived as being mean or being disruptive by other members of the council and the mayor. Some of it seems to boil down to like just these really big personal beefs. But her constituents love, some of her constituents love her because she fights for District 6. She fights for East Oakland. She's seen as putting up a resistance against the politics in City Hall that want to sort of keep all the money swirling around downtown in North Oakland, where there's more development going on and more deals being made.
And what's the most important thing you think that people should know about the Oakland mayor's race?
Oh, that's a really tough question. People always have to keep in mind that it's ranked choice voting. And that means that even the incumbent doesn't have quite as big an advantage as you might think. And that's especially true when everyone running against the incumbent is running against the incumbent. There's nobody else running in this race who's saying, I like Mayor Schaaf's policies, but I'm running because I want to do things a little differently. There's literally, you know, a list of people who are just saying, I'm running because Schaaf has failed Oakland. And I think that's making for a very interesting dynamic this year, because we might see a lot of voters saying my 1, 2, and 3 top choices are people opposing Libby Schaaf. And then a lot of people who vote for Schaaf might just vote for her. So what's going to happen is, if Schaaf may very well win the election in the first or second round of vote counting, if she doesn't, it could be a very interesting night.
Well, Darwin Bongram, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.